AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Germany is sending Ukraine up-to-date anti-aircraft missiles and radar systems, while the U.S. is providing four sophisticated medium-range rocket systems and ammunition. Pentagon Policy Chief Colin Kahl.
And these are precision-guided systems with extended range. And so for high-value targets that allow them to keep some of the pressure off of Ukrainian forces on the front, we think these systems will be very useful.
President Biden met virtually with top corporate leaders of baby formula companies, both in the U.S. and other countries. He says the effort to import the formula from other countries, Operation Fly Formula, is working.
Without Operation Fly Formula, we wouldn't have taken 3 weeks to get this product to the United States. Because of our action, it took 3 days.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has a message for parents needing formula.
We are right here with you. We are standing alongside you, and we are not going to give up until this challenge has been met. Until every parent has the formula they need for their children.
Amber Heard says she's disappointed. Johnny Depp says he's at peace after a Virginia jury found in favor of all of his libel claims against her and one of her counterclaims. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
Amber Heard writes on social media she is heartbroken that the mountain of evidence she presented is not enough to stand up to Johnny Depp's influence. She says she's sadder still that she has lost the right as an American to speak freely. Depp says the false allegations leveled against him had a seismic impact on his life and career, and now the jury has given him his life back. A jury ruled in favor of Depp's claims that Heard libeled him with a 2018 Washington Post op-ed piece describing herself as a victim of abuse. The jury also found in favor of one of Heard's counterclaims that Depp's lawyer libeled her when he called her abuse allegations a hoax. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The jury awarded Depp more than $10 million in damages. She's been awarded $2 million. This is AP News. A longtime top executive at Meta, Facebook's owner, is leaving. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Sheryl Sandberg, the number two executive at Meta, has announced in a Facebook post that she's resigning. Sandberg has been chief operating officer for 14 years after joining the company in 2008, 4 years before Facebook went public. She did not announce any future plans, only saying that she's ready for the next chapter in her life. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in his own Facebook post that he doesn't plan to replace Sandberg in the company's existing structure. Instead, Zuckerberg said Javier Olivan will become the company's new chief operating officer. I'm Mike Hempen.
Two people were taken to a hospital after a small plane made an emergency landing this afternoon on a golf course in Chester County in eastern Pennsylvania. Police say the single-engine plane reportedly had a mechanical failure. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.